Good morning. I'm Todd Stapleton with News Center. It is 38 degrees. We'll have your full weather forecast coming up. Few arrests from yesterday and overnight in Fayette County. 47-year-old Jason L. House of Shelbyville was arrested on a pending charge of endangering the life or health of a child and aggravated kidnapping. House remains in the Fayette County Jail. 33-year-old Dustin M. Rhodes of Smithboro arrested on a failure to appear warrant on a pending charge of possession of methamphetamine. Rhodes remains in the Fayette County Jail. We'll see rain, possibly a thunderstorm today. Colder temperatures are on the way. Rain likely, possibly a thunderstorm, especially during the morning hours today with a high of 49. We'll see winds starting from the north and shifting to the west and gusting up to 25 miles per hour. Tonight we have a chance of flurries, mostly cloudy skies, and a low of 25 for tonight. Nearly 5 weeks into Illinois' gun ban, the impact on gun stores is clear. Mark Olivo with the National Shooting Sports Foundation says he expects action on their federal case in the weeks ahead when they're looking to block the law statewide. He said his members' Second Amendment rights are being infringed by a broad ban on commonly owned guns and rifles like the AR-15.
There are over 24.4 million of these rifles in circulation today. And to kind of put that into perspective, there are more of these rifles in circulation than there are Ford F-150s on the road today.
Olivas says most of their gun store members are small mom-and-pop stores.
These are the people who live and work in these communities, have deep family roots in these communities, and they want to be able to continue to operate their lawful businesses in these communities.
NSSF is a plaintiff in one of four federal cases pending in the Southern District of Illinois federal court, where they hope to overturn the law. News Center time is 7:34. News Center brought to you in part this hour by Country Financial Agents Joe Sefton and Kirk Doring, Fayette County Hospital, People's State Bank, and Sheldon Pup Schulte Construction. We'll check more news up next. As a business owner, you know that every year brings new challenges and opportunities. The success of your business demands expertise and focus, and Country Financial can help you keep that focus by helping ensure that you have the right insurance protection in place to meet your goals. Joe Sefton and Kirk Doring, your local Country Financial representatives, can help you create a customized insurance plan that has coverages designed just for your business. Give them a call today, 618-283-1054. Coverages may vary by state. Policies issued by Country Mutual Insurance Company, Bloomington, Illinois.
Hi, I'm Karen Dyer, CEO of Sarah Bush Lincoln Fayette County Hospital.
And I'm Lynn Gartke, President of the Friends and Families of Sarah Bush Lincoln Fayette County Hospital Foundation Board.
We would like to invite you and your friends to join us at our second annual Handbags for Hearts purse auction. The date is April 6, 2023. It will be held at the 8th Day venue and doors open at 5 p.m.
The evening is sure to be filled with food, drinks, silent, and live auctions. We have Tori Burch, Kate Spade, Michael Kors, and Coach Purses, just to name a few. We're planning to have two very special live auction items this year. Mystery bags will again be available for purchase, with one of those bags concealing a very nice purse. Follow us on Facebook for a continual preview of our purses. Tickets are on sale now for $25 or $30 at the door. To purchase a ticket, call 618-283-5401 or stop by the registration desk at the hospital.
Proceeds stay right here at Sarah Bush Lincoln Fayette County Hospital for needed medical equipment. Mark your calendars, April 6, 5 p.m., Handbags for Hearts. See you there.
Do you know where your food comes from? I'm Dustin Smith, in with People's State Bank, here to let you know that the majority of your food comes from family farms. Large and small farms are run by hardworking families just like yours, who share the same values as you. Through planning and passion, they provide safe food for your family and their own. We're thankful for the opportunity to serve the farm families in our communities.
People's State Bank, your community bank. Member FDIC. Visit us online at psbnewton.com.
You can get excellence on your next construction job. Just call Sheldon Pup Schulte Construction. Sheldon Pup Schulte Construction is a 15-time Award of Excellence winner. When you're talking concrete work, Sheldon Pup Schulte Construction does all types, including decorative and stamping. Sheldon Pup Schulte Construction is also the area's only Lester Building dealer. Lester Buildings include storage sheds, chouses, barn dominiums, garages, and much more. And those buildings come with a lifetime structural warranty and a 40-year paint warranty. They also do specialty colors. So if you want this excellence on your construction job, just call Sheldon Pup Schulte Construction at 618-267-0572. That's 267-0572. Or you can check them out on Facebook and see photos of their work. That's Sheldon Pup Schulte Construction.
Governor J.B. Pritzker has unveiled a nearly $50 billion new state budget that makes a heavy investment in early childhood education. One of the biggest components of the governor's spending plan is called Smart Start Illinois. It focuses on the importance of preschool, quality child care, early intervention, and home visits.
Enhancing quality early care and education is a win-win solution for remobilizing parents in the workforce, enhancing brain development and kindergarten readiness, saving taxpayers money, and increasing economic activity now and in the decades ahead.
Governor Pritzker also wants to set up a reproductive health public navigation hotline to help patients find service, discuss insurance coverage, and find transportation.
This is a result of a national conservative crusade to legislate against the most intimate matters of a woman's basic health care. I'm sure that there are some elected officials who would like us to stop talking about abortion. Well, too bad.
Governor Pritzker also calling for more money for K through 12 education, college MAP grants, and programs to ease worker shortages. He's also proposing the Illinois Grocery Initiative to help independent grocers open or expand in underserved areas. Meanwhile, area lawmakers reacting to the governor's budget address on Wednesday. Governor Pritzker giving his annual budget address, unveiling several new items in the nearly $50 billion spending plan. State Senator Jason Plummer says the keys he looks for from the governor are not there in this proposal.
Well, like anything when it comes to government budgets, I think we have to focus on the three things I always talk about. That's transparency, that's discipline, and that's priorities. Governor Pritzker is notoriously not transparent. So that's not even something I should spend time on right now. It's very disappointing. The government should work for the people, and I feel like in Illinois there's a lot of elected officials that feel that the people work for them, and that's backwards. But when it gets down to the dollars and cents of the budget, we have to recognize our priorities here. Our priorities should be on those core government functions that we're neglecting in Illinois. If you look at the issues that we have in IDPH, if you look at the issues that we have with DCFS, if you look at the issues we have in IDES, we have to make sure that the money's going to the people who are in most need, and the people that are most vulnerable. And if you look at what's happening at Choate, at Murray Center, in the developmentally disabled world, we have a moral obligation to take care of some of these people, and we're failing across the board as a state, and it's truly one of the things that bothers me most as a state senator.
And State Representative Blaine Wilhauer says the governor doesn't seem to be living in reality with the situation in this state.
What we've seen today was a governor that is disassociated with the truth. He clearly lacks understanding of the struggles that real working families in this state are going through as a result of his policies. And here's a little bit of truth about where we're at in this state. We have the second highest gas tax in the nation. We have the second highest levels of property taxes in the nation. We have more taxing bodies taxing our citizens than any other state in the country. It's not even close. We're second worst in unemployment in the country. We've got the worst credit rating in the country in spite of the governor's bragging about upgrades. 30% of the students, K through 12 in the state of Illinois are reading at grade level.
Meanwhile, lawmakers are all officially back to work this week in both the Illinois House and Senate in session today. News Center time is 7:42. News Center brought to you in part this hour by High Tech Transmission in Greenville, Engel Brothers Ford in Farina, Country Financial Agents Joe Sefton and Kirk Doring, McKellar, Robertson, McCarty, and Click Insurance.
I am Ryan with High Tech Transmissions. Let's talk about transmission repairs. At the first sign of a transmission issue, people automatically think it will be costly. High Tech Transmissions have found many options to repair your transmission that doesn't involve changing out the entire transmission. High Tech Transmission believes catching things early at the first sign of an issue can save you money. So the next time you think you're having a transmission issue, or another shop tells you you need a new transmission and has you spending money you may not need to, call High Tech Transmission 618-664-9800.
Putting off planning for your future? Country Financial gets it. You know you're supposed to plan for retirement early. You know you're supposed to plan for things like going back to school and sending your kids to college. But do you? If you do, then Country Financial can help keep you on track. If not, don't feel bad. You're not alone. At Country Financial, they're here to help you create a solid plan based on your unique situation and goals with products and services that can help keep you on track. Give Joe Sefton and Kirk Doring, your Country Financial representatives, a call today at 618-283-1054.
Engel Brothers Ford in Farina treats the needs of each individual customer with paramount concern. They know that you have high expectations, and as a car dealer, they enjoy the challenge of meeting and exceeding those standards each and every time. Engel Brothers Ford in Farina encourages you to browse their online inventory at engelbrothersinc.com, schedule a test drive, and investigate financing options. That's Engel Brothers Ford in Farina, across from South Central High School.
You might watch your bottom line shrink if you don't account for burglaries, on-site accidents, and other unpredictable misfortunes at your business. Pekin Insurance offers comprehensive business coverage that lets you focus on what's important: employees, profit, and peace of mind. Ask your local Pekin Insurance agent about our commercial insurance products or learn more at www.pekininsurance.com. In Vandalia and St. Elmo, contact McKellar Robertson McCarty and Click Insurance at 618-283-4200, and we will go beyond the expected for you.
Time for a check of your agriculture news from the Cromwell Ag Radio Network. It's brought to you this hour by South Central FS.
Are you someone who takes pride in your work? Are you looking for a place where you can start a long-term career? South Central FS has opportunities for you. We are hiring seasonal general laborers, CDL drivers, and full-time equipment operators at a location near you. We are looking for responsible, hardworking people who enjoy working in agriculture. We offer a great benefits package, including a 401k match and a retirement pension program. To learn more and to apply, contact your local South Central FS location or check out our career page at southcentralfs.com.
I'm Jeff Nally on the Cromwell Ag Radio Network in Louisville, the National Farm Machinery Show. Our broadcast brought to you by Rural King and by the Kentucky Soybean Promotion Board. Your checkoff dollars at work. UK Secretary of State for Environment, Food and Rural Affairs, Theresa Coffey, says she's been hearing from U.S. farmers the desire for the two countries to resume trade talks that stopped after the last presidential election. She stressed yesterday she'd also be eager to see that happen. She said, "I spent the last few days in the great state of North Carolina," Coffey speaking yesterday to the National Association of State Departments of Agriculture. She said the UK is their biggest market for sweet potatoes, but it doesn't stop there. They told me they wanted to get on with a free trade agreement, and I hope that we can resume it. President Biden planning to nominate USDA Undersecretary Sochil Torres-Small to replace Jill Bronow as the department's deputy secretary. Bronow said she's stepping down for family reasons. The Justice Department is asking a federal judge in Illinois not to dismiss a lawsuit challenging John Deere's repair policies. The farm equipment giant is trying to get the case tossed out. In the filing, DOJ says that by arguing that deception or surprise is required for antitrust violations, Deere proposes safe harbor where the law provides none. I'm Jeff Nally.
Obituary information brought to you in part this hour by Wilms & Associates.
Hi, this is Monica Chandler from Wilms & Associates. For all your home, auto, business, and life insurance needs, please give me a call at 283-0120 or stop by our office at 411 West Gallatin Street in Vandalia. As an independent agency, we represent several highly rated insurance companies, and we work for you. That's one reason why we are the agency that sets the standard.
Funeral services for 88-year-old Rose Phoebe Cave of Farina will be held at 11 o'clock Friday at Freedom's United Church of Christ in Farina. Visitation 1 hour prior to service, with burial to follow in Farina Cemetery. Memorials may be made to Freedom's United Church of Christ in Farina or to the choice of the donor. Online condolences may be expressed at PagoFuneralHome.com. Once again, that's funeral services for 88-year-old Rose Phoebe Cave of Farina. Funeral services for 78-year-old Nancy Lou Pryor of Brownstown will be held at 3 o'clock Saturday at Geese King Funeral Home in Brownstown, with burial to follow in Pilcher Cemetery in rural Brownstown. Visitation will be 2 hours prior to service on Saturday. Memorials may be made to the CJD Foundation Incorporated, Brownstown High School Alumni Fund, or to the choice of the donor. Online condolences may be expressed at geesekingfh.com. Once again, that's funeral services for 78-year-old Nancy Lou Pryor of Brownstown. News Center time is 7:49. Obituary information brought to you in part this hour by Mars Plumbing and Heating Incorporated and Holton File Funeral Home.
Are your toilets or sinks draining slowly? Not getting enough hot water? Monday through Friday scheduling not working for you? Call Mars Plumbing and Heating. Mars Plumbing and Heating has Saturday and Sunday appointments. 24-hour service. Guaranteed pricing so you know how much it'll cost before work starts. Warranties on all work and products. And 0% financing up to 18 months. Mars Plumbing and Heating has been family owned and operated since 1980. And Mars Plumbing and Heating is your authorized Roto-Rooter dealer. Call us 24 hours a day, 618-283-4658, or visit marsplumbingandheating.com. Mars Plumbing and Heating. If it's plumbing, we do it.
It's not the kind of thing we like to talk about, but it's something we all must face. You can make things easier on the ones you love by pre-planning your funeral arrangements. Holton File Funeral Home in Vandalia will listen to your needs. They'll offer choices for your arrangements and make sure all your questions are answered. Holton File Funeral Home, a name you know and trust. Call 283-3434 for more information. Holton File Funeral Home, comfort and compassion when you need it most.
Hi, my name is Kathy and I have worked at the F&B Community Bank for 45 years.
Hi, my name is Cynthia, and I have worked for F&B Community Bank for 29 years.
Hi, my name is Jerry. I've worked at the F&B Community Bank for 20 years.
Hi, my name is Clinton, and I have worked at the F&B Community Bank for 5 years.
Hi, my name is Kendra, and I have worked at the F&B Community Bank for 1 year. Together, that makes 100 years of service at the F&B Community Bank. Join our team of experienced professionals and help serve our community.
Visit thefnb.com to find a career perfect for you in banking. The F&B Community Bank is an equal opportunity employer of women, minorities, protected veterans, and individuals with disabilities. The F&B Community Bank, member FDIC.
In sports, Five Vandals wrestlers begin action at the individual state tournament at State Farm Center in Champaign today. At 132, Dylan Hinton is a sectional champion, and he'll take on Marquez Moretta of Harvard today. 138, Owen Miller finished second at the sectional, takes on Jeremy Eggleston of Reed Custer. At 152, Logan Nance, who finished second at the sectional, takes on Joseph Galasha of Icy Catholic. At 160, Eric McKinney, who finished second in the sectional, will take on Tyler Martinez of Yorkville Christian. And at 195, Wyatt Dothager, who was fourth in the sectional, will take on Walker Anderson of Sherrard. Wrestling gets underway at noon today. The Vandals will look to get back above 500 tonight as they will wrap up the regular season at Gillespie in boys high school basketball. Vandals coming off a 56-53 win at Pena on Tuesday night and will travel to Macoupin County tonight to take on the Miners in a rare Thursday night game. Vandals come into tonight 15-15 overall on the season, 5-3 in the South Central Conference. Game time tonight will be about 7:50. We'll have the game for you on WKRV, available streaming at VandaliaRadio.com and on the Vandalia Radio app. South Central boys basketball struggled offensively, especially in the second half, as they fall to North Clay to wrap up the regular season last night, 65-26. South Central just 4 points in the second half. South Central got 14 points from Aiden Dodson last night. They end up the regular season at 21-10 overall and finish 3-5 in the NTC. South Central will begin postseason play on Saturday. They'll host Sisney in the regional quarterfinal game at 6 p.m. Three senior boys and one senior girl from I-70 Sports Coverage Schools have been chosen to compete in the 19th annual Carlinville Rotary Club All-Star Classic on Sunday, March 26th at Carlinville High School. On the boys' side, Vandalia's Reed Well and Preston Nestrick, as well as Mulberry Grove's Arjan Epperson, have been chosen to be part of the boys' East team for the Classic. On the girls' side, Vandalia's senior Anna Forbes has been chosen to be a member of the girls' East team. That's a look at news and sports during this 7:30 News Center. I'm Todd Stapleton. News Center time is 7:53. We'll check weather up next. Do you have a game plan for retirement? Having a game plan in place can help you win the retirement game. A plan will keep you on track and help reach your goals. Game Plan Investment financial advisor Brock Brannon offers financial planning and investment advice and can help you develop a game plan that's right for you. Game Plan Investment financial advisor Brock Brannon is at F&B Community Bank's Financial Center on Banker Boulevard, or you can call at 283-5238. That's 283-5238 for Game Plan Investment financial advisor Brock Brannon. For today, rain likely, possibly a thunderstorm today. We'll see a high of 49. Winds out of the west gusting about 25 miles per hour. Tonight, chance of flurries with a low of 25. Gradually clearing skies on Friday and colder with a high of 35. It is 39 degrees in downtown Vandalia.
Liquidation Warehouse Furniture has the best prices and best selection of furniture and mattresses in the area. Liquidation Warehouse has all the top quality name brands you know and trust, like Flexsteel, Ashley, Lane, Fusion, and more. Liquidation Warehouse has over 100 mattresses in stock and the largest selection of living room sets you'll find. And you can take them home today. Hurry in for the best selection at Liquidation Warehouse Furniture, Route 51, just across from the prison in Vandalia. For the best prices and best selection around, head to Liquidation Warehouse.
Win big on the hottest machines at the Cabin in Brownstown. With video gaming powered by J&J Gaming, the payouts are waiting for you. Grab a cold drink.